probably when Alabama won't have you, Mississippi will. And I've really been enjoying it over Mississippi the past couple months. And I pastored Conway Missionary Baptist at just between Moulton and Decatur for about 8 years. And I don't know, the Lord got tugging on my heart and said it's time to go. And it's not easy to leave people that you've come to love. But we felt a need to follow leadership of the Lord, and I really didn't know where He was leading at the time. So after I resigned, I didn't receive any calls except for one in the state of Alabama, and they'd already called a pastor. And Brother Edward was good enough to let me come ahead and fulfill that appointment. I appreciate that. And over that, there wasn't a church in Alabama to even call me. So I got a call from Mississippi, and I went over there, and the Lord just been opening up doors. And was sitting around last week, yesterday, just sitting around the parsonage, and heard a knock on the door, and this man introduced himself, and never had met him before, never been to the church where he pastors. He said, "We're having a revival." I said, "Lord, just lay you on our heart, come preach revival." And so, you know, I just feel like the Lord's opening doors, and just in a couple of weeks, I get to preach at the missionary mission meeting that never had met any of those folks, but it's amazing what God can do, and I'm just happy to be here this morning. It's always a great joy to be able to come to Calvary Missionary Baptist Church, and so thankful to Kemp make this continue. I believe this is about the 16th year, and it's been a blessing each year that we've been here, paid most of the services. This time last year, I didn't get to make the morning service. Got tied up in court, and after I got there, it was a waste of time. I should have been here. So I didn't get any calls for anything this morning, and I wouldn't have took them if I had. I was on my way to camp meeting. When you get a desire to go to camp meeting, I don't think anything else should take precedence over that. But we do desire your prayers. I had looked at a passage of Scripture, not really maybe prepared to preach it, but maybe just looked at it, and you pray that God will help us this morning. In the book of Romans, the 13th chapter, and beginning about verse 8, and I think we find here some duties, Christian duties, and if we just be able to keep these, I believe it would be helpful to us in our Christian journey. In the book of Romans, chapter 13, and verse 8, "Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in riot and in drunkenness, not in chambered and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." And I believe a very fitting passage of Scripture in our day, when there seems to be so much hatred among people, as we hear the news and nation, you know, hates nations. And I was listening to some things on radio this morning coming over that how the Muslims really despised and hated the Jews, and believe that every one of the Jews ought to be killed and removed from the face of the earth. And And so there's much hatred in the world today, and even in our government, there's much envy and strife and hatred in our government in the United States. And you know, it's even come down to the churches, and in many churches, there's more hatred than there is love. And that's against the commandment of God, is to hate anyone. And so the Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Rome, he said, "Oh, no man anything but to love one another." And you know, I may be in debt to several businesses and things like that, but Brother Cletus, I owe you anything this morning. But I sure do love you. I love you with all my heart. Brother Wayland, I love you this morning. And Brother Roger, I love you this morning. Everybody in this building, I love you this morning. And if I owe you anything, it'll be love from the very depth of my heart. I'm glad this morning that, you know, the Word of God, Paul said, I am a debtor to the gospel, and I'm a debtor to you this morning to love you and to uphold you this morning and to help you in your time of need. And in the same time, you're to help me and to comfort me and to love me. And I think I heard Reverend Raymond Cook make mention one time that you don't have an option, that you're obligated to love me. And you are this morning. You don't have an option of whether you love me or not. You're commanded by the grace of God to love me, and I'm commanded to love you. And so the Apostle Paul said, but to love one another, for that is the love one another is fulfilling, how fulfill the law. And you know, people trying to live by the law today, but they're not able to live by the law. But if you could this morning, it would be simply summed up in this. Just love this morning. Love covers a multitude of sin, the Bible says. And I'm so thankful for the love that God had for me, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And not only that, but God commendeth His love toward us, and while that we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Such a great love this morning that God had for us, and how that we ought to love Him. The Bible said we love Him because He first loved us. And that's a fulfilling of the law of God this morning, is just to love God of all our heart. And you know, if we love God and we love our fellow man as we ought to, that the Bible said, for this thou shalt not commit adultery. There may be some things you won't do if you really love like you ought to love this morning. You won't go about sinning against your neighbor and doing all manner of ungodliness in this world. But the Bible said, for this thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not bear false witness, and thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely that thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. And what a great blessing to be able to love your neighbor as yourself this morning. And I am fulfilling the law this morning of God. The Bible said, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. If you want to have a good relationship to your neighbor, just love him. He may not be the best neighbor that you ever had, but just love him anyhow. It'll work no ill this morning. I've loved it. It'll work there. A communion that you can have later, a friendship. That'll be a lasting friendship. You know, when you love this morning, there's no law against that. There's laws against some of these things that we read this morning about committing adultery and about stealing and about killing and all these things. There's some laws in against that. There's laws against covetousness. We've read about some and heard about some that even locally that they had so much of covet for money that they stole money that wasn't theirs and fled the country and eventually got caught up with. But if they'd have just loved like they ought to, they wouldn't have been committing covetous. They wouldn't have been stealing, and they wouldn't be doing all these things. And I want to tell you this morning, there's no law against loving anybody this morning. I want to say this morning, you can love the President of the United States, and there's no law against that this morning. He may not love you back, and he may not do things that you'll be happy with, but you can love him this morning, and you can pray for him. You can go back to the first part of this chapter, and you read about the rulers and how that God had placed them there, and you can love them rulers and pray for them rulers, and there's not one thing they can do about that. And so we find this morning that that love worketh no ill to his neighbor, and therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. But I'm so thankful to verse 11, and that knowing the time, that it is high time to wake out of our sleep, for our salvation is nearer than when we believed. What a promise this morning, the Word of God, that we see the times that there are evil times we're living in. The Apostle Paul said, know this also, that in the last days that evil times shall come. We see those times in our day, but thank God our salvation is here today than when we first believed. I was saved July 31, 1964, and here it is now over in January 26th of 2009. So much here today to heaven than I've ever been. The very next step that I take could be the step into the kingdom of God. The very next hand that I shake may be the hand of my Jesus. I'm so happy this morning to know that our salvation is here this morning than when we first believed. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. We've been living in darkness long enough. Thank God for the light, the glorious light of the Lord Jesus Christ. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. If there was ever a time that we need to be living like God's people, it's in the day we live. I tell you, over in Mississippi, I've seen things different over there than I have in Alabama. And I know there's Mississippi folks here this morning. I don't know how it is where you go to church. But there's some things I stand for. And I told the church when I went to Shady Grove, I stand for this. And occasionally some of them slip in and they go against what I stand for, but I preach against it. Why? Because I want them to look like Christians when they go out in the world. I want them to look like God's people. Somebody said, preacher, you think it's bad? You think I go to hell the way I dress? I said, if you're saved, you probably won't, but I said, you call somebody else to. Amen? I mean, how you look out in the world, how you dress out in the world, how you act in the world. You may not go to hell over that if you're saved, but I'll tell you, you'll call somebody else to. And so it's important that we look like children of God. That we act like children of God. That we put on the armor of light, and that we march in this world, marching to the toward the kingdom of God, and pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, Christ Jesus, forgetting those things which are behind us. I'm glad I've got something to look forward to this morning. And so, let us put on the armor of light, and let us walk honestly as in the day. We just need to be honest. The church covenant even teaches that we're to be honest in our dealings. And it's more easier to be honest than it is to be dishonest. If you're just honest, you don't have to make excuses for that. You don't have to lie about it. But if you're dishonest, you end up having to lie about it, and lie about it, and lie about it, until you can't lie anymore and you're caught up with it. Just be honest. Let us walk honestly as in the day. Not as rioting and drunkenness and chambering and wantonness. Not in strife and envy. But notice verse 14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh. As a matter of fact, I believe I was reading over there in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and somewhere along the last couple of verses, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We're living in a day when the banks are closing. And if they haven't yet closed, you go to the bank and try to borrow money, and you'll be very fortunate if you can even borrow money in this day. They're very selective in who they loan money to. And people are losing their houses. And people are losing their jobs. The financial security of our nation is at the lowest we've ever seen. People are troubled and don't know what to do. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. I won't say when all the banks is closed, God still has it all. Amen. He's never broke. And we can go to Him in our time of need. And the Bible says we can find help in time of need. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. If I could leave anything with you this morning, just simply be, love God and love your neighbor. There was one that asked one time, Lord, what's the greatest commandment? And he said, the first commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God of all thy heart, of all thy soul, of all thy mind, of all thy body. I'm glad you put body in there. I mean, you know, for us to love God, we've got to present our body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to the Lord. And so when we love God first, Jesus said this is the greatest commandment, but He said the second is like unto it, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Brother Cletus, I love you this morning.
I love you, brother. We're almost home. God bless you, brother.
Thank God for this message.